how it works is this. If you're shopping for a loan and you're going to a variety of banks, you want to make sure that the bankers pull your credit in a very short period of time. You have 14 days for many lenders to pull your credit without it hurting your credit report more than one inquiry, which will reduce your score 5 points. So if you're going to be shopping for a loan, you want to tell all the bankers that you're shopping with to pull your credit around the same time. I would say within a day or two from each other.
Okay. Now, if I want to pull, I have my TransUnion's credit score of 809. I wanted to pull the other one.
Okay. But the FICO score is the score you want to pull because that's the score the banks use. TransUnion's score is not the same as the FICO score. You want to go to myfico.com, myfico.com, and you could get your FICO score.
Did that. I got an 809, but there's another FICO. There's more than one FICO.
Equifax. You could buy them both on MyFICO. You can't get the third. As long as you know two of the three and the two are high, your middle score will be high enough.
All right. So if I pull another credit score off MyFICO, does that affect your credit rating? No.
That's like you're pulling it yourself. You could pull it 100 times and it won't hurt you.
What about pulling my credit reports now also?
Doesn't matter. Pulling it, you could pull them 100 times in a day and it won't affect you.
So that's why you say that you should pull it and not let anybody else pull it.
Yes, until you're ready to go for the loan when you've already gotten to an agreed upon number with the seller. Then you want to have the banker pull your credit so that he could then give you approval for the loan.
How
would this affect my credits, my FICO score, if I decided to go for a car loan at the same time I'm shopping for a mortgage?
Well, I can't tell you exactly how it's going to affect your score because I don't know what your score is, but it generally will reduce your credit score because you're opening credit and you're making your average age of credit drop. Now is the time where stores are offering all kinds of discounts if you open up a credit card. Mm. So you have to have a strategy to opening credit because, as we spoke a little bit earlier when that woman called, that opening credit reduces the average age of your credit, which hurts your credit score. So if you're going for financing in the next couple of years and you have a good credit score and enough credit, you want to put off opening credit cards, even if you're getting 30% off, because you could be paying 30% more on your mortgage payment because you opened the card.
So you're telling our listeners not to take advantage of those deals?
If you have really good credit now, do not open store credit cards or any credit cards if you're getting financing in the next 2 years. If you aren't getting financing and you want to build up your credit, then it's a good time to take advantage.
So for those people who think they might be buying something in 2 years, don't do it.
Right. And then next show, we can talk more about the strategy and the time element. But right now, quickly, don't open any credit if you're getting financing.
Well, you know,
I
learned that from you. I really did. And you also shouldn't tear up anything either.
Yeah, you shouldn't close credit without really looking at the full credit.
Let me ask you something. I've had some department store charges that I really don't go to the stores anymore. And they usually decline them if you don't use them.
Well,
the store
some stores will close the accounts.
I never heard of it, but some of them say, look, you didn't use the charge,
right.
So we'll reenact you, but we're not. So how do you know?
Well, you want to make sure you use all your credit at least once or twice a year so it stays active and you don't have those issues.
Okay, but what happens if they close on you? Because it's happened to me, and I don't know if that affected my credit or not because I haven't done my credit score as I'm supposed to do.
Right.
Let's say Bloomingdale's, for example, I did not use for 5 years or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they close it.
And they close it.
Right. Well, you're not going to know unless you're looking at your credit consistently. So getting a credit monitoring product is very good for that. Because if an account closes and they update it on the credit report, you're going to be alerted.
Right.
But if you don't look at your credit, you're not familiar with your credit scores consistently, you're not going to know until you go and try to buy something at Bloomingdale's.
Yeah, that's great.